Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Virginia oysters are big money and excellent marine habitat. To thrive, they need clean water. Sean Corson is acting chief of NOAA's Chesapeake Bay office.
You're really at the vanguard of a nationally and internationally significant conservation effort that people are paying attention to around the world. None of this would be possible without support from Congress.
It'll be up to Congress to return the $73 million Bay Cleanup Funds. Representative Bobby Scott is a Democrat from the 3rd District.
We've shown today that there's strong bipartisan support for funding to clean up the Chesapeake Bay, and I expect that funding to be restored.
And Representative Scott Taylor, a Republican from the 2nd District.
There hasn't been a president's budget that was passed into law in the history of the nation. We will continue to fight very hard up there to make sure that funding's in place, to make sure that your efforts are not in vain.
Grab a basket.
The group dumped bushels of shell onto the latest reef under construction. On board, Peter Marks with Choose Clean Water Coalition.
And this is how we're going to restore the bay, one creek, one river at a time.
It costs about $100,000 per acre to restore oysters, and the Lafayette has 22 acres of new oyster sanctuary reefs. Marjorie Mayfield Jackson heads the Elizabeth River Project.
We can't lose the federal momentum. That thread would unravel everything.
For now, oysters in the river are not for harvest. Their job is to create habitat and help improve water quality. From the Lafayette River in Norfolk, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.